mark your calendar for this Friday. Friday, April 20th, 4 to 6:30 p.m., a talk with Bruce Barkott. He's on the line. He's a noted cannabis author, journalist, as well, keynote speaker for this networking happy hour this week. I'm glad that you are on the line to give us some cliff notes. Bruce, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Guggenheim Fellow and nonfiction author of the book Weed the People, The Future of Legal Marijuana in America, and of course coming to our area here in Michigan, where your talk is entitled Everyday Wisdom from an Extraordinary Industry, 10 Hard-Learned Business Lessons from the First Year of Legal Marijuana. So, Bruce, what else did I miss from your resume?
That's there's a longer backstory there. I was actually a journalist practicing mostly in the area of scientific and environmental journalism for about 20 years. Worked for National Geographic and Rolling Stone, Outside Magazine, The New York Times, and honestly, marijuana was not my thing. I mean, I had a phase in college. What's that? 30 years ago now. But this subject sort of happened upon me in 2012 when I still am a resident of Washington State, and the issue came up on the ballot, and I had to all of a sudden figure out what I felt about legal marijuana. And honestly, I didn't really know. I was kind of against it. Pot wasn't my thing. I had two young teenagers at the time. I had concerns with them and access issues. And in the end, I sort of held my nose and voted yes and hoped for the best. And as a writer, then once we passed it, I had the reaction of like, oh my God, what did we just do here? Are we going to be, you know, embarrassed and ashamed in 10 years, or are we going to be seen as brave pioneers? And so I started taking notes and just watching how Washington and Colorado went about this process of sort of reversing history on cannabis and marijuana. And it turned into a book. At the end of the book, after doing 2 years of research, I found myself sort of surprisingly an advocate for legalization with regulation. I think it does work. Like I say, I'm a 51-year-old father of two older teenagers now. I think it has worked out well in Washington State. And I now edit a website devoted to news and information about cannabis politics, economics, social issues, culture, all this sort of stuff. So it's been a sort of a whirlwind 5 years for me, and I'm hoping to wrap that all into a nice tight 20 minutes at Gallery Devani on April 20th there in Grand Rapids.
Yes, April 20th. That is Friday. Gallery Devani, located in downtown Grand Rapids, 15 Ionia Avenue, cannacommunication.com for tickets. Just a couple of questions, obviously, as I know you'll be getting them on Friday night. Do all states struggle with legalization and regulations like Michigan perhaps may?
Oh, absolutely. It's everybody sort of, even though other states have gone ahead now, Washington and Colorado have 5 years of experience, you know, Nevada, Oregon, California just came online. There's a lot of experience to draw upon there and a lot of lessons, hard lessons not to be repeated. But at the same time, each state, because this is so state specific, each state kind of has to reinvent the wheel in certain ways. I mean, each state has to come up with its own regulations that fit its history and culture. And it's like right now, you know, California legalized back in 2016, Maine legalized as well, but Maine is months or years away from actually opening any stores. It's a very slow process there. Whereas in California, they had 20 years of experience with medical marijuana and a huge state infrastructure to be able to move this thing through pretty quickly. And their stores are now open. And there's still some bumps in the road in California. As you pass these laws, they're not perfect. They don't come perfectly formed. And so every year, the state legislature in most states has the chance to go back and kind of tweak it here and there, move a little bit more toward a perfect system, but we're still working out the bugs.
And what's it like to be, dubbed as a cannabis author?
It's fine. I tell other writers, just because I'm writing on this subject doesn't mean I'm all of a sudden turned into a big pothead or stoner. I'm still a middle-aged father of two. I write on this subject because I find it fascinating, and to be at this turning point in history in dealing with issues of language, like how do we talk about this, and dealing with issues of social use, what is appropriate, what is not appropriate, how do we talk with our children about legalization and what we're trying to do here. Those are fascinating issues to me, and as a writer, I love digging my teeth into it. And also, I love learning about this substance, this plant. It's incredibly complex. It is, we talk about regulating it like alcohol, but there are millions of people who legitimately use this as a medicine, whether it's to help them sleep or to calm epileptic seizures. And so right now it really is a substance that is both used as a medicine and as a sort of mild recreational intoxicant. And that is a difficult concept for a lot of us to wrap our minds around.
Friday night, your talk, Everyday Wisdom from an Extraordinary Industry, 10 Hard-Learned Business Lessons from the First Year of Legal Marijuana. Leave me with one of those lessons, if you would, Bruce.
One of the lessons is when a state legalizes and regulates, if you get into the business, you are a practicing politician. You need to practice politics at the retail level. Go out, introduce yourself to the mayor, to the police chief, to the city council, to your neighbors. Let them know who you are, why you're in the business, how you're operating legitimately and paying taxes. And you got to do that every single day. It's unlike any job in that way.
I'll give all the details again for Friday night. How do we find out more information about you and your work?
Go to brucebarcott.com. It's my website, and the news and information website that I edit is called Leafly. That's just LEAFLY.com, or Google Leafly News.
Thank you, Bruce. Please take care. We'll see you Friday night.
Terrific. Looking forward to it.
Friday night, 4 to 6:30 p.m. His remarks around 5, Gallery Devani, located in downtown Grand Rapids, 15 Ionia Avenue. $50 includes drink tickets, appetizers, and again, a great opportunity to chat among your friends.